So everybody's aware, like, the police are already down there. Walmart is, you know, it kind of shows that Walmart doesn't want to, you know, doesn't want to listen to the voices of workers, but we're going to go make our voices heard anyways. And we're going to do it in a peaceful manner.
So the 10th of October, a strike at Walmart widened to 12 states and 28 stores, with workers threatening to walk out of Walmart on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. It was a Walmart in Laurel, Maryland, where striking employees were joined by activists seeking to keep Walmart out of Washington, D.C.
Victory, I told Walmart, get mine. Victory today is mine.
Good morning. We come in peace, guys. We don't mean no hard feelings. We come in peace.
All of the associates, I am not working today to protest Walmart's attempts at silence and retaliation against associates. We have spoken out about things like Walmart's low take-home pay, unpredictable work schedules, and unaffordable health care benefits. I believe in a better Walmart, and that attempting to silence and retaliate against associates who want to make Walmart a better place to work takes the company in the wrong direction. For this reason, I am joining with other associates who are not working to demand an end to Walmart's attempts to silence and retaliation against associates who speak out across the country. So that's why we're here today.
We are the workers,
the hard-working workers,
the hard-working workers,
fighting for our rights,
fighting for our rights.
Part of the action in Laurel, striking Walmart associates marched on the store and presented their demands to management.
Hear that? He said, Frank said he will not retaliate against any of us when we return to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Good job, Frank.
That's right, Frank. And that's right, all you other Walmart managers. Walmart associates are going to be holding you accountable to that promise. If you don't do right by your workers, there's going to be another walkout on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And if you're thinking about going to Walmart on the day after Thanksgiving to buy something, think again. There might be long lines, there might be shortages, there might be picket lines outside the store. Walmart employees have formed a new organization named Our Walmart, which started out with just 100 Walmart workers, now has thousands of associates at hundreds of stores in 43 states.